Hello again, everybody. This is Lance Russell with Championship Wrestling with another big week. Join us right now.
Hey, welcome to the Double Dropkick Show. I'm Heath Mulliken.
And I'm Mark Whitman.
And WWE recently had their Hell in a Cell pay-per-view, and in honor of one of the greatest Hell in a Cell matches featuring Mankind and Undertaker, we're going to watch a match between Cactus Jack and Randy Orton.
Yeah,
from back.
You've never seen.
I've not seen this match. We tried watching this. If you're a patron at Patreon, upcoming, you're going to get 30 minutes of us talking about this match, but it wouldn't finish. So it was just us talking. But it's Backlash 2004, April 18th, my birthday.
So if you want to watch it, go pull it up right now.
And we're starting to watch where the promos have ended.
And there's like just a second of Randy Orton's music played, and we paused it.
We're not going to commentate this match. Just want to talk about the match, the brutality of it. What did you hit?
I hit the wrong button.
Those of you that follow the show,
retrieving.
Mark and I,
hey Lord,
we've been sitting here letting it load, and Mark hits the wrong button. You know, I had the Roku remote, and Mark's like,
well, that's because you were over there on your phone, and you were,
and I'm trying to figure out a way for us to watch a match here, and because the internet where I live in this basement is
awful.
Ridiculous.
So hopefully this will work. I screwed it up. I'll admit it.
Oh, my goodness. Let me write the time down. So, Mark, for those of people, this was at the point where Randy Orton was the Legend Killer.
Yes.
And he was killing legends.
He was. And he intended to kill the legend of Cactus Jack.
Yes.
And this match, man, like it's hardcore, man, and it's a brutal match. I'm ready for you to see it because you're not as big into the blood and guts as I am.
No, though I was wrestling Drake on 2K17 the other day and inadvertently lit a table on fire.
Really?
But I didn't know how to put him through it.
Doesn't that suck on those games?
Yeah, we tried to do a Money in the Bank.
Oh, God.
We couldn't even figure out how to climb the ladder.
Those WWE games to me are, I bought the last one from last year, and it's just too
complicated.
It's too complicated.
That Nintendo 64 had all these matches, and it was so simple. You had just a few buttons, and
I'm not trying to play a simulator of what it's like to be a WWE superstar, even though it's probably as tedious as that game it tends to be.
Yeah.
But you did get that cool Finn Balor.
I did.
Figure,
I need to show that to you.
Which is awesome.
And also the Nakamura. This is not going to work. We probably had it prepared to
and
work.
I screwed it up. Have you heard the philosophy that when a man admits he's done wrong, he's cleansed of all wrongdoing? Here we go. All right, so it's not paused.
Don't pause it. Just let it play. Just let it play. Did you pause it?
I did. Just to give it a second. It's probably screwed up. Anyway.
All right, so this match is about to start. Cactus Jack is coming back. Is this before? This is after Mick Foley had retired.
Yes, yes. And he kind of, Orton spit in his face, and it launched this thing. And then, you know, he realizes he's like, you're going to have to deal with Cactus Jack. You want to do this. And
yeah.
He just did the promo where he talked about all these honorable men who he fought, and he said, and I liked, I respected them. They had honor, but when the time came, I still wrapped barbed wire around my arm and dropped an elbow on them.
Yeah.
And I don't like you. I hate you.
Yeah.
So what do you think I'm going to do to you? It's kind of and he's talked about tearing his flesh from limb. And he introduced Barbie.
Yeah.
The barbed wire bat.
Which, did he steal that from Walking Dead, the comic? All right,
I don't think so, but
won't you hit play on
here? We're going to see what happens. And
we may have another.
Somebody tried to tell me, don't press pause.
We finally got it doing what we wanted it to do.
No, we didn't. I don't think we ever had it doing
it. It was playing.
I'll just give the remote back to you and let you handle the technical aspects of the show from now on.
Yes. Our last show ended abruptly when my mic cut out.
Yeah.
Something I think you had something to do with.
Sometimes I have to censor you for your own good.
Oh, my goodness. This is ridiculous. The good thing now is this stuff doesn't go to waste. I just load it on the Patreon page. And
that'll be your third.
Hopefully you get an appreciation for what we have to deal with. Trying to do a show about wrestling where it's physically impossible for us to watch wrestling.
Yeah, and it's kind of screwed our whole... Like, I think this should be the episode that we put out for this episode.
Yeah.
Like, because we showed up, our intention, we said, well, we'll watch this match.
Right.
You've never seen it. And we want to get started with the Crockett stuff.
Yes.
So last time it was... We were going to do it. So this time we said, we can do three shows. We'll watch the Road Warriors versus the Horsemen. We'll watch Dusty and Luger. And then we'll watch Garvin and Flair. And that was three shows that we were going to do. And we can't do them because the dang internet's not working like it's supposed to.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating.
It is very frustrating because you cannot do a wrestling podcast without watching wrestling.
Although I have been proven that not to be true.
Right.
I don't watch wrestling.
So let's use this episode to talk about the new Flow Slam, which they have Flow Sports. They are a network. Uh-huh. They started out airing live amateur wrestling events. Uh-huh. And what they found out.
Nobody wants to pay to watch that.
No. What they found out is there were niche audiences. There were people who would pay to watch a marathon. There were people that would pay for a gymnastics meet. Mm-hmm. So they found this niche. Well, what they've just done, and they did receive an investment from WWE several months ago, but they have basically bought what was WWN. What's that?
World Wrestling, which sucks. I hate that they bought that because
But now they will be showing Evolve, The Shine. So I've paid the $20. Right now, all they've got uploaded is Evolve 71. And then November 12th and 13th, I believe, they're doing two more Evolve shows that I'll be able to watch live on flowslam.tv. So here's how it works. It's $20. If you pay by the month, it's $20. You pay for the year, it's like $15 a month, which is a savings of $60, which is pretty huge savings. Mm-hmm. I bought it I have not watched the Evolve product. That's not something you and I have gotten into.
I watched some of them.
But we talk about it, how there's some things about WWE we're not interested in anymore. So I'm looking for
me, pretty much all of it.
And from what I hear on our Facebook page, what I hear from everyday people out there, you don't like current wrestling. That's okay. Mm-hmm. You don't like the current WWE product. And here's what I want to say to you. Okay, I want you to listen very carefully to what I'm about to say. I get it. You don't like it. Ain't nobody forcing you to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody forcing you to watch it and then get on Facebook and tell me how bad you hate it.
Right.
Week after week after week. So I am telling you, quit watching that. There's only so much old stuff you can watch.
Yes.
But if you like wrestling, Evolve is different. Uh-huh. You described it. Tell everybody how you described it to me. PWG, a little more serious.
Yeah, it's like a more serious version of. That's what I get. I've only watched matches now. I haven't watched like any of their full shows. I've watched a few matches. But it's like Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, but they take it a little bit more. I haven't seen it. I'm not saying there's not been any comedy.
Right.
There may have been.
Right.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I haven't seen that. But I'm not watching those. I'm not watching those matches. I'm not looking for the comedy. I'm watching Chris Hero and Timothy Thatcher, and I'm watching that stuff, so I'm not.
Yeah, the show Evolve 71, first match is Timothy Thatcher and Drew Gulak in a street fight. And then the second match is Chris Hero and Matt Riddle. I have not seen Matt Riddle wrestle.
Yeah.
Very interested in seeing him wrestle. He's wrestled some with PWX. He's going to be in the PWX X16 tournament that is coming up. But that's what I want to say. Either through High Spots Network or this Flow Slam, which, like I said, for $20, you get 5 live events a month. Now, some of that is women's. I guess Shine is women's.
Shine or Shimmer?
I'm pretty sure it's Shine. Okay. But anyway, 5 live events a month. That's $4 an event. So I'm going to, you know, start watching the Evolve. By January 1st, they'll have all their old shows up. There's articles on there. It's a full website. It's not just the...
And they have a Roku app, I think.
They do have a Roku app, and they have an Apple TV app but it's only on the new Apple TV. So I'm actually getting a new Apple TV. Number one, that'll hopefully be a little bit faster than what I've got now, but also just, you know, to try this app out and mm-hmm. see how it works. That's kind of what I see my role is. You know, I hear what you people are saying. I spent $20 of my good hard-earned money to check this out for you. And I'll go ahead and tell you, there's no need to get it yet. I would say wait till January 1st when everything's loaded. And I'll be updating week by week of what's up there. Right now, there ain't but one. I mean, there's literally one show you can watch if it's Evolve 71. Mm-hmm.
So I think the biggest takeaway is all the so-called wrestling journalists.
Yeah.
You know who they are.
Yeah.
Said the big news was going to be WWE was announcing the pricing tiers.
Right.
And you were going to get Evolve and you were going to get all these other.
Right.
Like, that they were whatever, what guys like Bruce Pritchard have been saying, just making stuff up.
Well,
are they heard something?
Well, no.
And it wind up being this?
Well, no. Now, in Bruce Pritchard's right about some things. What they weren't saying what this news was. They were pushing big news that was going to come out Monday, October the, what is that? It was the 24th. They were just saying, hey, there's news coming out. It's a fact. WWE had put the surveys out about what independent wrestling people watch about the pricing tiers. Now, word has come out that basically a guy went to Dave Meltzer and said, hey, how should we do this? And Dave Meltzer kind of said, yeah, if you get this. And I don't know all the details he was on, but I've got I'm a subscriber of the Wrestling Observer newsletter. And so they have an interview with the guy's name is Jeremy something.
Who's
from Flow Slam. Uh-huh. They have an interview with him, and so I'm going to go back and listen.
I did read what Meltzer said, and I feel like he knows this because he's always there, that Pro Wrestling Guerrilla won't be on the – they
right.
flat out. They turned
yeah.
them down.
They're
making their own money.
Yeah. Somehow they're still making sooner or later Pro – I'm about to say something very obvious. Let me just go ahead and put that up. Sooner or later, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla is going to have to change their
why?
Business. I mean,
they're making money in the wrestling business,
no,
are you?
No. But what I'm saying is there will come a time where they're going to come to a crossroads where they're going to lose some of the people they've got now who are their draws.
Okay, I agree with that.
And
are they, though?
But they're DVD. I don't know.
Are they going to lose their big draws? Who are their big draws? The Young Bucks?
Maybe PWG is the draw itself. The atmosphere, yeah. The environment.
Yeah, I mean.
Maybe.
They do a show called Mystery Vortex where you don't know what the card is.
Right.
Everybody still shows up.
Yeah.
They're making money. And apparently they're making the right level of money that they can feel like they can sustain their business. So why do you think they have to change their business?
I'm saying 5 years, 6 years.
You said.
No.
Eventually they're going to have to change their business model. What I'm saying is.
Because that's everybody. Because everybody does.
If they're making money, why do they have to change?
You're right. As long as they're making money, they don't have to change. My statement is, I am curious what happens when they stop making money. What would be their next step?
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I mean, eventually everything changes. You know what I'm saying? Business always changes. So that's my thing is, I'm curious. They're making money now, and I
don't know if you know what a business model is. You keep using this term. I don't know that you know what a business model is.
I would be safe to know. I know more about it than Dixie Carter.
That I do you though? Because she's kept a business that ain't making no money in business for 10 years. Longer than that. Do you know more about it than she does?
You know what? You might be right.
Yeah, I am right. And what I'm saying is, as I like to tell my nephew, you know the definition of a know-it-all?
Mark Whitman.
They know everything except how annoying they are. When they start telling other people are making money in the wrestling business, and you're saying, oh, they're going to have to change their business model.
No.
They want to keep Mayfield plan on making money in the wrestling business.
All I'm saying is, I'm asking the question. Will there come?
No, you didn't ask the question. The statement.
I'm saying.
You made the statement. They're going to have to change their business model. If
people stop buying DVDs, they'll have to change their business model.
Well, no crap.
That's why I was saying it was obvious. I didn't say it is obviously. What I'm saying, I'm curious. I want PWG to make money, and I'm just curious if the market changes and people stop buying DVDs, what their next step would be. Right. I'm just curious. Would they some of their stuff goes on the net, the High Spots Network. I'm not saying they would start streaming their live events, but would they get their own network where the show is Friday night and you get it Saturday night, that kind of thing? I don't know.
Maybe they create their own app.
Right.
Or maybe they just keep doing what they're doing, which they are apparently successful at.
And more power to them. We enjoy their shows. You order their DVDs.
Or you could listen to Heath, and you could change your quote-unquote business model that I don't think he understands what a business model is.
The business model is supposed to. I understand step one, steal the underpants. Step three, profit.
What's your personal business model?
What do you mean?
What's your business model?
I don't have a business model. The business model for the Double Dropkick show ain't working. Well, maybe it is working because you and I now, I don't say we make money in the wrestling business because the output is more than the input.
Right.
But we get paid.
We get gas money.
We get paid in the wrestling business.
Yeah. Not as much as PWG.
No.
Not as much as, say, the Young Bucks.
So, all right, let's talk about this. So, for local wrestling, I've seen some that produce DVDs, not very high-quality DVDs. And in our area, I don't know that DVDs is the way to go. That's what I'm trying to figure out. What is the business model that works in upstate South Carolina?
Yeah.
I think there's a cap.
It's upstate South Carolina.
Right. We're not in Reseda.
Yeah, we're not in a big city. We're not. If we were in a big city somewhere, you could probably run a nice little independent promotion. But being in upstate South Carolina, you got to manage your expectations about what things are going to be. And
yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong.
No, I don't know.
I hope I am wrong.
Right.
I would love to see this boom happen with indie wrestling in South Carolina, but this is not where people come.
Right. People don't drive. People will drive 2 hours to Charlotte.
I had a nephew, and I've always been proud of him for this. He started doing rodeo, and he realized if I want to make it on the pro rodeo circuit, I'm not going to do it in upstate South Carolina.
Right.
He moved out to Oklahoma, where you can make money.
yeah.
on the rodeo circuit, you know? And I've always admired him for that, for leaving everything and going out there. And now he's a roughneck.
All right, now what is that?
He works on an oil. He works in the oil fields.
All right, so that's a good job.
Yes, sir. And much like a lot of other people, did he make it on the pro rodeo circuit? No, but you know what?
He tried.
He had enough balls to move halfway across the country and try.
Yeah.
And how many other people are sitting at home right now saying, I wish I had.
Yeah.
I wish I had done this, or I wish I had tried that. He didn't have to say that because he went out and chased his dream.
He tried it.
He tried. There's no shame in not making it. The shame is sitting on your couch criticizing the guy who tried.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of him.
Yeah.
You know, I admire him for being willing to leave everything behind. And now he's got a great wife and good looking kids and, you know.
What? All right. So for an independent wrestler, what would that look like?
I'd go to Orlando.
Yeah, that's what I'm sitting here thinking. As you're telling that, I mean, why wouldn't you move to Orlando and get plugged into one of them?
Nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
It's Orlando.
I would not even, I mean, guys are waiting for, you know, if you're going to NXT, you're going to have to move to Orlando.
Yeah,
why not go ahead and move there?
I'm not saying I don't hit, I don't try to get on some PWG, or I don't try to go to Japan, or I don't try to even go up to PWX in Charlotte. I mean, some of those
you know,
super indie promotions, man, you go make your mark, but, man, I'd get down in Orlando training with somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And I don't know a lot about indie promote. I know Evolve runs some shows in Orlando, but they're primarily located in Northeast. Am I correct?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But to me, if you want to make it in wrestling, if your goal is to make it WWE, it's got to be on your radar moving to Orlando.
You would think
at some point.
Yeah.
You know, I think. We talked about it on episode one. Wrestling is just such a strange state right now.
It is.
I mean, PWG, like you said.
Strange is one way of saying it. Another way would be to say it kind of sucks right now.
Right. Yeah, I mean, now I see everybody was trying to emulate PWG.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of indie cards. Everything's so vanilla right now.
Yeah.
So when we're working on what we're trying to do, and I would say same thing goes for podcasts, wrestling podcast. I mean, if you've heard, I really enjoy the Bruce Pritchard show because I haven't heard these stories before.
Right.
But I can't listen to, I mean, some of these guys just tell the same story over and over and over and over
again.
They do,
and that's what I like about Pritchard's show. They pick a topic.
Yes.
And they go, and that's kind of what we do. Let's do this topic.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Yeah.
Because I know when I tune in what they're going to be talking about. They're talking about wrestling. There's a couple, like, I'm going to tell you, man, nobody's doing wrestling podcasts as good as the MLW Network right now.
Right. They have a good variety.
They got a good variety. I love MSL and Sullivan.
I've not
listened to that. They answered
my
question the other day.
What was your question?
It was interesting. I was just watching the 605 shows, getting ready for what we're doing, and Kevin Sullivan's just out there cutting these promos about Dusty, and he's not involved with him, but he's talking about, like, how tough Dusty is and this and that and the other. So I just wanted to know, like, was that, like, what was the plan there?
Mm-hmm.
Why were you talking about Dusty Rhodes when you guys were not involved with each other, but there obviously had been a history in Florida. And he said that the plan had been that he was going to do something with Dusty, and it just never happened.
Hmm.
He said that was what he thought. He said when they brought him in, Dusty told him, just keep talking about me, just keep talking about me, and then we'll come up. And I mean, you know, it is what it is. Dusty made everybody talk about him.
When you go back and watch that era of Jim Crockett, I remember there was one of the Starcades, they were trying to lead to like a tape fist match, and with it was the assassin. Yeah. He was talking about his hand, and then they turned baby and wrestled the Zambu Express.
It's
like, what happened?
Stuff. Yeah, weird stuff, man.
But yeah, it is this, and that is one thing, you know. When I am thinking about three count, I'm trying to be like, I don't want to be like everybody else. Mm-hmm. I think fans are becoming, they're already, what indie wrestling's got to understand is people are already apathetic to WWE. Right. And you got to understand, why are they apathetic? Because WWE, the cat's out of the bag, and they don't even try to pretend anymore. Mm-hmm. It's just, and people want desperately to believe. Mm-hmm. They want to believe. And if all of your matches are spot fest, unbelievable spot fest, mm-hmm. where guys are great athletes, but they don't sell anything, and there's no psychology to it, there's no rhyme or reason to it, mm-hmm. and it's 4 or 5 hours of it. People don't want to go to a 4 or 5 hour of anything.
No, man. You don't want. I like watching the Demolition Derby, but I don't want to sit and watch it for 5 hours.
Right.
I want it to be done. I love watching guys do those high spot matches when they're good at it.
Yeah.
But I don't want to watch. I want that as one component of the show.
Yes.
I don't want that to be the whole show. I don't like it when it's the whole show.
Right.
I like it every now and then.
Yeah.
You know? And I can enjoy it every once in a while, but I don't want to see a whole card of it. And sometimes when Ricochet and Will Ospreay,
mm-hmm.
everybody else just loved the match, and I didn't like it because it was too choreographed.
Yeah.
It was too phony looking.
Yeah.
It looked like a tumbling exhibition.
Yeah.
And it took me out of it. You worried about his knee pads matching his socks, you know what I mean? But when I'm watching wrestling, I see a guy setting himself up so the other guy can, you know, bounce up off his knee. And that, you know what I mean? Like a guy positioning his body so that somebody – I see that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And that kind of stuff takes me out of the match.
Yeah, let's just say you've done a suplex or a body slam, or you've done a move to set a guy up for your thing off the top rope, and I see him repositioning his body.
When I see a guy moving his legs inside of the ropes.
Yeah.
When he's sitting there and he's going to take a superplex and he moves his own legs.
Yeah.
You should be moving his. I like to see a guy reach down and pick his leg up.
Yeah.
And set him inside the ropes.
Not
do it for him.
Little
subtle things like that take me out of a match.
Yeah. And I think there are people our age, I just feel like there is this gap in wrestling right now. And I feel like when I am putting together wrestling.
You mean between older people and younger people? There's a gap?
No. I mean, there's this gap of. There's a gap of wrestling that's not being given to people.
Gotcha.
And I feel like that's the void I'm trying to fill.
To me, just great, incredible matches. I mean, matches have probably never been better.
Right.
You know what I mean? As far as the moves they do.
Yeah.
But man, there's no personal issues draw money, but their personal issues are written by guys that are afraid to get in a real fight.
How do you
know how to write how somebody would handle themselves in a fight?
Right.
If you ain't never been in one.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't know what you'd do.
Yeah.
And you're writing for guys a lot of times. The guys out doing the matches ain't even getting in fights.
How do you write when you grew up in a generation where everybody got a participation trophy, mm-hmm. how do you write a story where guys care about a title? Mm-hmm. That the title, somebody was talking about, and I didn't see it, but somebody was talking about the Rusev promo from the other night.
Mm-hmm.
They wrote him a babyface promo
right.
because they don't get it.
Yeah,
the people that are doing it don't know the difference. They're like,
from the start, that was a big program that I had high hopes for, but took me out of it when I realized they've cast the heel in the role of the guy who's defending his wife's honor.
And his family?
They're making, he's defending his family, he's defending his wife. why would I want to pull against that guy?
Yeah. Yeah. Rusev's the hero.
I can identify with somebody wanting to fight for his wife's honor.
Yeah.
I can identify with that story.
He was defending his mama.
Right. And when you cast him as the villain for doing that.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't get that.
It makes no sense. And that's why you talk about criticizing, talking about it's bad. Well, don't watch it. I don't watch it.
No. You have literally,
I have watched two segments since I think it was Clash of Champions. And I watched Goldberg come back.
Yeah.
And then I watched Lesnar and Heyman lay a fart.
Yeah.
And it wasn't Heyman's fault.
Right.
It wasn't Lesnar's fault. It was
planning.
Whoever the idiot.
Yeah.
Who said, let's take this guy who's a legitimate sports hero in this city.
Yeah.
Who ain't been taken off his feet in 3 years and put him out there and they'll boo him.
Yeah. Share how you would have done it. You had a great idea.
Oh, I would have had Heyman come out and very simply say, you said that this was, that Brock Lesnar was last and you were right. This will be the last time you ever walked to the ring. This will be your last match.
Yeah.
And you are, I forget what he, you want to do this to impress your child. And all you're going to do is impress upon your child that you're not the man you told him that you were.
Yeah. You're doing this so your wife can see you wrestle.
And all your wife's going to do is see you get taken out of the arena on a stretcher.
And she's going to be caring for an invalid the rest of your life.
I mean, like that was the promo. And I would have, because you got the Goldberg return gets a huge pop. Then Lesnar gets a huge pop. And then you kind of keep them apart. And I said, you hope that you are somewhere between now and Survivor Series that you're in a market like Chicago or Philadelphia or New York. You hope you're, and that's where you have them have a thing in the ring and the place will go nuts and it will create a big fight for you. Don't force people to choose between one of the two of them.
Right. Right.
You know, you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
You just want to create a big fight for you because that's what you want to see. Like, to me, it's not, I didn't like Goldberg then. I don't like Goldberg now. I don't,
right.
If I was on the fence about, will I watch Survivor Series? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I always am going to watch the big pay per views because I still like wrestling.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I like wrestling. And
are you off that weekend?
I don't know.
Because I would like, if you're off that weekend, that Sunday night, I would like to extend an invitation to you. We do our annual turkey fry that night. You could come and partake in some great food, and then we'll watch Survivor Series together.
That. I thank you for the invite.
And you're going to turn me down.
Probably so.
All right.
It's as much as I love hanging out with church people. Can we pop in that God's Not Dead DVD and watch it? For anybody, I'm just picking on Heath here. I don't mean anything by that. It's not, please don't get offended and get mad at him.
Don't get us it's taken just, down by the FCC.
Just me and Heath, and it's our going, thing.
Yes.
Where I pick at him. It doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything. It just hurts my feelings, to the core. I'm about to cry. Hey. It hurt my feelings that the Roku didn't work. We started this episode, and I think we did a great job of making some chicken salad today.
And I think we do just what we do. We had we had the conversation that we probably would have had over lunch.
Right, and we turned it into an episode. We try to be different from other podcasts. We're unpredictable because we don't know what we're going
to
do.
Man. Look, it's to me, and we've talked about it for a while. It's less about what we talk about, I think, and more about just you and me
going back and forth.
Back and forth with each other. Yeah,
and again, we do have different, we don't like the same things.
We like almost exclusively the old stuff. We tend to like all the same stuff. And we tend to agree a lot
on
older wrestling. But
today's
stuff we kind of disagree on.
Right.
On a lot of stuff.
Not
everything. I mean, we have stuff that overlaps, but.
But you grew up liking Bruiser Brody, and I grew up wanting to be Ricky Morton.
Yeah, exactly.
Because both of them made you believe.
Yeah.
So this is the podcast about the wrestling when you believed.
The wrestling you grew up with.
So you need to go to DoubleDropKick.com where we post a lot of different stuff. We're doing more and more videos on our YouTube page. We're doing we actually do more of those when the internet works.
Yeah, you do. I have recorded a few but can't get them to dang upload. And I'm working on it. Like you, but you have to. I'm working on it. I'm trying. I just don't know how to do all this. This is all new stuff to me that I'm teaching myself to do.
And it's good. He's self-taught man, self-made man.
Yeah.
You can download us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Tuned In Radio app. What's the other one?
I don't know. iHeartRadio.
Google Play.
Google Play.
Yeah, iHeartRadio. I think we're on that. Whatever you do, the way that the system works, the way the man works is – giving us a rating or a review on iTunes is good. Downloads is good. Really don't care where you listen to us, but you got to hit the download button. That's the number that counts.
Huh.
That's
so
what
if you just go to the website and press play out beside it, does that count?
It does count. It will, because as you listen, if you stream it, I think that it downloads kind of. I don't know. I probably should know that.
Because I've actually listened back to a few things that way. I would just go to the website and click play.
Surely that's not hurting our statistics.
You wouldn't think. I don't know that many people are going to our website anyway. I just did it because I was looking for something one day. I wanted to remember if I said something because I was thinking about saying it again, or you know what I mean?
Well, Lord knows we've never repeated ourselves on this show.
It's not what we do. By the way, click on a banner.
Click on a banner. That's right. You can go to patreon.com/doubledropkick and become a – matter of fact, just this morning, uploaded the story of me telling a story. Uploaded the video of me telling a story. The only story you need to know now is we're getting ready to go grab some lunch. We're about halfway through today's recording session. Talk to us on Twitter at Heath Mullican.
At the DDK Show.
Go on Facebook, The Wrestling You Grew Up With. Soon we're going to have t-shirts somewhere. Somewhere there's going to be t-shirts. Maybe. Where you can buy. But as always, thank you for listening. And for the Double Dropkick Show, I'm Heath Mullican.
I'm Mark Whitmer.
And that's it this week, fans. So long for now.